You're listening to the audio production of Disruption, Repurposing the Church to Redeem the Community, by Mark DeMoz, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Craig Hinkle. Foreword read by Rick N. Jones.
To Harry Lee, my good friend, wise colleague, and senior pastor of Mosaic Church, whose steadfast faith, unwavering courage, and equally personal sacrifice for nearly 15 years have shaped my own life, the people of our church, the Christian community of Little Rock, and the future of things to come. And to my wife, Linda, who was the first to imagine and believe that we could shape the future of things to come, who has likewise borne the burdens, prayed the prayers, and withstood many disruptive storms with amazing faith, grace, strength, hope, and love. The wind, indeed, beneath my wings.
Forward. For almost 60 years, I have devoted my life to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, advancing authentic racial reconciliation, and transforming local communities through the power of collective witness. It's been a long, hard road, but well worth the effort. I thank God that He has let me live long enough to see that my faith and work have not been in vain. In November 2013, I had the privilege of speaking at the Second National Multi-Ethnic Church Conference in Long Beach, California, hosted by the Mosaics Global Network. Just after being introduced, I paused on the platform to survey the beautiful diversity in the room, to feel the presence and power of God that uniquely dwells in unity, to look into the eyes of 1,000 pastors and ministry leaders of varying ethnic and denominational backgrounds, warmly embracing me with applause. In that moment, I was overcome with emotion, and the room turned silent, waiting for me to speak. Finally, these words flowed from deep within my soul. This is the first time in my 83 years that I'm meeting with people who believe the multi-ethnic church is possible. I've seen some hope and some leadership that we've been longing for. I feel finished. I can go back to Mississippi and live out the rest of my life. It was my own Simeon moment. My longing had been fulfilled. Yes, challenges remain, but the future is bright, as is my hope for local churches and entire communities because of people like my good friend Mark DeMoz. Over the past few years, I have personally gotten to know Mark and his lovely wife, Linda, quite well. I have been to dinner in his home, and he has...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?